Pullman Regional Hospital will officially appoint Matt Forge tomorrow as its new CEO following the 30-year tenure of the hospital's outgoing CEO. Health reporter Rachel Sun has more.
Matt Forge sees healthcare providers as a heartbeat of their community. And community, he says, is why he was drawn to work at Pullman Regional Hospital.
Pullman is an organization that I've been watching and the community that I've been watching. This community is really invested in Pullman Regional Hospital. They show that commitment, they show that passion for the organization, and that passion goes vice versa.
As he steps into his role as CEO, Forge will face new challenges, including increased patient volume. He'll also face those lingering from the pandemic, including difficulty transferring patients and an increase in older and sicker patients. One area Forge says he hopes to improve is care coordination. That includes both within the hospital itself and work with healthcare providers in the region.
There's going to be a lot of challenges for us just in building and coordinating care here in Pullman, as well as ensuring that we have strong lines of teamwork and support and great partners outside of Pullman.
Forge is also stepping into his role at a pivotal point for the hospital. Next week, voters will decide whether to approve a $27.5 million bond for the hospital, which would go toward an 80,000-square-foot expansion. Pullman Regional is also in the process of transferring to the Epic Electronic Medical Record System in the coming year. Forge says he knows any additional cost for a household should be considered carefully. What the hospital asked for, he says, was needed.
What I would say about this plan is that it's very necessary. It's not just for today, but for the foreseeable future.
I'm Rachel Sun.